This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that while developers started work on a lot of apartments last month, construction on single-family homes looks a bit tepid. Developers complain buildable land is hard to find and the cost of construction materials is up. This underscores another report this week that suggests we're still not building new homes fast enough to fix the shortage of housing in America. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
Home building in 22 states hasn't kept up with demand since the year 2000, according to a report commissioned by Up for Growth, a group that includes builders, real estate developers, and chambers of commerce. It says housing is 7 million units short nationally. Half that shortage is in California, but
the issue isn't just a coastal issue, and it's not just a California issue.
That's Mike Kinsella, the group's executive director. The report found there are also shortages in states like Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. Kinsella says his group is pushing for policies that allow more rapid building in urban centers.
We need to build more units in livable communities that are walkable to jobs and walkable to transportation.
Up for Growth's estimate that we're 7 million homes short is bigger than most. USC business professor Richard Green points out the Urban Institute estimates it's more like 3 or 4 million. But he says,
one way or the other, we need a lot more houses than we actually have.
Green says to fix the nationwide problem, one idea might be to revisit zoning restrictions in urban areas. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.